You didn't expect me here, did you? I'm sorry, but you know how much I love your bed. And I came back home very late, and I was just so exhausted. Plus, your bedroom's closer than mine, so I just quickly took a shower and stuff, and then sneaked in here when you were sleeping. It was a little cold here, too, because it was raining outside, and your window was open when I came here, so I allowed myself to get under the covers with you and snuggle up to you. You're not mad at me, are you, little bro? Aw, I knew you wouldn't be. You're literally the sweetest thing ever. What's that? Oh, why are my clothes ripped? Well, it's a long story. Actually, never mind. It's a pretty short one now that I think about it. Okay, so basically, I was really horny around 10 p.m. Or, wait, was it 10 p.m.? I don't know. Whatever. So I was horny, and I went out and seduced like 50 guys from a few different clubs and invited all of them to this one hotel room. Boy, were they surprised to all meet in one place. But anyways, so they all came in, and then I told them that I wanted them to run a train on me. I was really craving a gangbang. Not just any softcore amateur gangbang, though. No. I wanted them to just completely dominate me. I wanted them to be rough and aggressive with me. You know, sort of like Sasha Grey gets down in those porn scenes. They hesitated at first, but after a few minutes of me sucking everyone's dick on my knees, they pushed me on the bed and the fun started. So, yeah, that's where those ripped clothes came from. But I don't mind at all, because it felt so good. I wish you could have seen me take all of those dicks. The joy I had on my face as they penetrated both of my holes at once. Or three, actually, because they fucked my face, too. They were fucking me nonstop for about 5 hours. And I'm so proud of myself, because I passed my own record. The record of being gangbanged nonstop for 4 hours and 47 minutes, exactly. Well, that's excluding the cum shots on my face, which probably took about 10 extra minutes. Man, was yesterday a great night. I had so much fun, little bro. They spanked me, pulled my hair, choked me, and... Huh? What? You don't want to hear about my night anymore? But why? It's weird. What? Oh, right. I forgot. You and your stupid morals. You are my big sister. I don't want to hear that. Yeah, I know. I agreed to control myself around you and stop talking about my sexual adventures all the time. Even though it's in my nature to talk about sex a lot, because I'm a succubus, but whatever. You started it, though, so you can't blame me. Well, you wanted to know why my clothes were ripped, remember? But I didn't have to expand the story with so many details. But... Okay, fine. Let's just move on from this. Why don't you tell me about your night, then? Did you invite some cute girl over when I left? Yeah. Sure you didn't. Like, I believe you. You're not as good as you pretend to be. You won't fool me. Come on. You can tell me if you fucked some 18 or 19-year-old hottie to sleep when I was gone. You know, I won't tell anyone. I'm your big sister. Why do I ask? I just want to make sure that my little brother had fun too last night, that's all. Wait. Really? So nobody was here? Not even that slut from next door? How do I know she's a slut? I don't know. She just seems like she is. What? I mean, have you seen the way she dresses? all the mini skirts and tight shirts. Not to mention how often she sits outside with only a bra and panties on during summertime, pretending to be sunbathing. Shit, even I don't do that, and I'm a literal sexual demon. She thinks she's slick, but I can see right through her. I know her real intentions. Oh, trust me, she is not just sunbathing. I mean, she is, but that's not the reason why she does it. The real reason is because she wants all the naughty boys around to look at her. She just loves the attention and loves to tease. I can tell. Mm-hmm. And I bet she especially wants your attention, little bro. Oh, please. She totally has an eye for you. Trust me. Girls love cuties like you. Absolutely. What, you don't think you're attractive? Let me tell you something, little bro. If only I wasn't your big sister. What? To me, you are perfect. And you have such a sweet personality, too. Something that seems to be lost in today's human society. What do I mean? Listen. In today's age, men on Earth are usually assholes. You're a pure diamond. A very unique one, too. How can a girl not want you? Show me one so I can slap her immediately. Why would you think I'm lying? Oh, so because I'm your big sister, I don't want to put you down by telling you something else? Silly boy. You know I always keep it 1,000 with you. If you were ugly or something, I'd tell you, or just not praise your looks and never bring it up. I'm not about to gas my own brother up and then let him go to the world and get disappointed. That wouldn't help you at all. Okay, here. Do you want to know something, little bro? But can you keep a secret? What I say will never leave this room. Promise? Okay. So, I have like this demonic side, which always whispers things into my ear when I'm near you, little brother. A lot of perverted and naughty things. You know, things like, he's so cute, just fucking take him. Or, you're a succubus. You don't have to live by the stupid human rules. Or, fuck your little brother right now. Or sometimes even, pin him down. Use your strength if he struggles. Hey, don't back away from me, brother. I won't hurt you. Those are just some of the most basic thoughts I'm having on a daily basis. It's just something I have to deal with as a succubus. That's all. I mean, are you really surprised? I'm an evil creature, after all. And I'm a demon of lust. Of course I'm having thoughts about having sex with you sometimes. And by sometimes, I actually mean almost all of the time, actually. Even if you are my little brother, that doesn't turn me off when I look at you. My body and brain work differently than yours, obviously. Don't you know? I'm not limited by morals, or feeling shame, or anything like that. Matter of fact, I'm not even completely sure what those things are, to be honest. But I know you human do feel them. So I'm trying to sort of adapt to how things work on Earth and show my respect to Dad. What is that demonic side I talk about? Well, it's sort of like a beast that lives inside me. And that beast is heartless and always tries to take complete control over me. But you don't need to worry. I keep that beast on a leash. Will I go to hell once I die, like all of the other demons? Well, yeah, I guess so. One day. Along with Mom, probably. But that won't happen until hundreds and hundreds of years in the future. So don't even worry about it right now. Anyways, you won't tell parents, right? Mom probably knows, but it's best to not let anyone else know about this. You won't? Ugh, thank you, little bro. Now come here to Big Sis. No, come closer. I just want to snuggle with you. You're not scared of me now because of the things I revealed to you, are you? You are a little bit? Come on, it's still me, your Big Sis. Did I ever do anything bad to you? Exactly, so why would I do something now? Come on, cuddle with your Big Sis. There you go. I love cuddling with you. You're always so warm. It seems like you have an infinite heat inside of you. See? Everything's okay. You're still safe in my arms, as always. For the moment, it is. What? No, I didn't say anything. Yes, I'm sure. I just love how nice and warm you are. I could hold on to you like this for an eternity. Huh? Is it possible for me to lose control over the beast I was talking about? Well, technically, it is possible. My mother told me that every succubus has a trigger, which sort of activates the evil spirit that's inside of us. Makes it come out and take over us. But it's never happened to me, so I don't know what that trigger is for me yet. Apparently it's like an instant snap into a completely different personality. She told me it can even last for hours before a succubus gets back to being herself. Yeah, it is pretty scary, I'll admit. It's like I have this monster that lives inside of me. But it's actually the real me, as weird as that sounds. I think that when I'll finally be sent to hell, I will probably turn into that monster completely. And I say monster because, like I told you, the thoughts I whispered to you are just some of the more basic ones that I constantly hear. There's so much more demented stuff in there sometimes. Things that I wouldn't even want you to hear. No, please don't ask me what those thoughts are. Trust me, you do not want to know. Really? You're sure you want to hear it? Look, I really don't think I should. Okay, fine. But just don't panic, okay? I will repeat the exact lines. What are you waiting for? Rape him. He's right in your hands. Aren't you hungry? Feed on him. Feed on your little brother. Take his V card. Force him to come inside of you. Pin him down to the bend by his wrists and get on top of him. Ride him. Fuck how he feels. He's just a weak human. Choke him. Hey, where are you going? Stay here. I told you that you wouldn't want to hear it. Come on, little bro. Stop. Please. I told you I'm not going to hurt you. Those are just stupid thoughts, and they're not even mine. Please, calm down. Calm down. Oh God, no. I won't be able to control myself if he doesn't stop struggling like this. Stop, little bro. Please. I won't hurt you. I promise. Please. Calm down. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to hurt him so bad right now. No. What am I saying? Stop that, little bro. Or something will happen. I can feel it. He's not stopping. I need to pin him down. Come here. So this is how you want to play, huh? You want to struggle? You're gonna be a bad boy. You are so cute, little bro. All for me to devour. Don't try to stop me now. I warned you, but you didn't listen. You know what? I always wanted to do this. But now that you're all grown up and you've become an adult, you look even better. More manly. Shut up. You don't have permission to talk anymore. You've been teasing me mercilessly for years, but you struggling in my arms was just too much. I'm about to break all the rules. Oh, look what you've got yourself into, little bro. Shh. You're in big trouble now, baby. I am going to fuck the shit out of you. You don't wanna? Well, I guess I'll just leave you then and go back to my room. Psych! You're mine now. I can do whatever I want with you. Oh, I can just smell your innocence. A virgin is the best treat for a succubus like me. Why are you shaking so much, little brother? Relax. I don't want to hurt you, I swear. I'm still the protective big sister that you love. But I just need to fuck you right now. Just for once. That's all. Just let me have you for once. And if I'm being a little aggressive, that's just because that's how I like it. It's not because I want to hurt you. Plus, it's not like my little brother can't take a little scratching and stuff, right? I promise it won't be so bad. In fact, you might beg me for more after this. Still struggling, are we? Oh well, I guess I'll have to really rape you then. Shh, don't even attempt to move. There's no point, can't you see? You're putting in everything you got, but look, I'm not even trying to hold you down. You're not even moving my hands. I'm just gently keeping them on your wrists. This takes no effort for me. I'm so much stronger than you, little bro. Just accept it. Big sis is going to fuck you. Okay? Stop protesting. I don't want to have to shut your mouth with a magic spell. So shut up. Doesn't this feel good anyways? Oh, there you go with your growing up together talk. Just forget about that and enjoy the moment. How is it weird and wrong if it feels so right? Whatever. Just shut up and take it. Shut up. Okay, that's it. Come here. I'm gonna kiss your... your lips, that'll make you shut up. That's cute. Do you really think moving your head from side to side like that will make it a challenge for me to get to your mouth? You're really underestimating me. Let me show you just how easy it is for a demon like me to catch you. I don't even need to free your wrists to do that. See? I told you. I like the way you taste. Did you like how I tasted? No answer, huh? That means you did like it. Alright, enough of this bullshit. Let's start the real fun, shall we, little bro? You like the way I'm brushing my leg against your boner? Of course you do. Don't even pretend. You're already hard, and all I did was kiss you. I bet if I take your cock into my mouth, you're just gonna pop instantly, aren't you? Well, we're about to find out, aren't we? Shh. I'm gonna paralyze your body in a few places now, so that you can't move, but you can still feel. Don't panic. You will be fine, I promise. Look into my eyes, little bro. I promise you that I won't hurt you, okay? Don't worry, it'll feel very good for you. I know I'm raping you right now, but you can't expect me to pass on a snack like you. I'm a fucking succubus. I'm horny all the time. Do you even understand how hard it is for me to not ever have sex with you while being around you so much? You can't even blame me for this. I hope you're ready. I'm going to put the spell on you now. There we go. Now let me pull your pants down and take a look at that cock. You're so hard already. Wow. Are you sure you really don't want it? Or maybe you secretly have a rape fantasy just like I do. Except in your fantasy, it's you being raped. Yeah, sure you don't. Even though your cock is standing at its full potential already. Somebody is lying. Look at this beautiful cock. So selfish of you to keep that thing all to yourself for all these years. Big Sis is gonna have to punish you for that. But first, I'll have a taste of this beautiful candy. Of course, you taste amazing. How could I have even doubted it? It's my little brother, after all. Hey, what's with that look on your face? Don't you like the way it feels in my warm and wet mouth? Oh, come on. Are we really still on that? If I were you, I'd just get over it and accept what is happening right now. Especially if we're going to be doing this for hours. You might as well get into it and enjoy it, right? Oh yeah, I said hours. You see, the truth is that Mom and Dad didn't say I couldn't play with you. Dad is a human just like you, but even he understands that I have my needs, which I sometimes just can't control. And he wasn't even protesting when I came to his bed late at night once and demanded sex. Right then and there. He just did it with me. Right next to Mom. Mom woke up in the middle of us fucking and she was just proud. She wasn't even mad. She just watched us and masturbated until we finished. With that being said, I don't think parents will do anything to stop me when they catch us. And we can do this for as long as we want to. For as long as I want to. Yeah, I know. I know what you think about all of this. But we're not a normal family. Your mom and big sister are demons. Succubi. Super lustful creatures. And we live amongst humans instead of burning in hell. Something that shouldn't even be possible. This is an anomaly, brother. Half of the people on Earth either don't even know we exist or believe we exist. And I don't understand what you're expecting from me. I'm not like you. I already told you that before. Plus, what I'm doing is just an expression of my true and deep love for you, little brother. The fact that you're super sexy and impossible to resist as a man is just an extra detail. At least you could respect the fact that I've been stopping myself from doing this for so many years. Because, like I said, I really didn't have to do that. I did it only for you. Not to mention, I was always the person who you could count on in the family. I was the one that spent the most time with you. So when I want a little sexy time with you, you're just gonna be like this? I think I deserve a little something too, don't you think? You know what? I'm not gonna discuss this with you any longer. No. Shush, brother. I gave you a chance. If you wish to do it the hard way, then we're going to do it the hard way. I don't mind at all. There. That's a lot better. Don't worry. I'll bring your voice back once we're done. I promise. Now, where was I? Oh, right. I was about to give you a blowjob. I hope you're ready. Gosh, this is an absolutely delicious cock. Oh, brother, I'm sorry. Would you like to say something? No? Oh, okay. I thought so. I don't understand why you're still opening your mouth when I already took your voice away. But it looks funny, so you don't have to stop. It must feel for you to finally have someone take care of this gorgeous cock. Doesn't it feel so much better than your own hand? Oh, I forgot. You can't talk. I guess I'll reply for you. Yes, big sis, it's so much better. I want more, please. Ah, little bro. Of course I'll give you more. Ah. Alright, I think I've teased myself long enough. And I covered your whole dick with so much spit that I can't even taste you anymore. I love every single detail of your manhood, little brother. And I'm about to guide it inside of me. Oh yes, baby, I'm gonna do it. You're gonna lose your virginity to the best pussy you can ever lose it to. A succubus pussy. Are you excited to fuck me? To get fucked, I mean. No? Is that what your head shaking means? Aw, poor you. You want to be able to use your voice so badly, don't you? Yeah, poor baby brother. Okay, let me just take these panties off. Perhaps I should just get naked. What do you say? All right. It feels so good to be free. You know, I wish I could just walk around the house like this all the time. And outside, too. It'd be awesome to just show off my perfect body to everyone. But I know it would freak those primitive people out. Whatever. At least it's nice to dream about it. I'll postpone dreaming about it for later, though. Because right now, I have something better to take care of. You know what I'm gonna do now, don't you? My pussy is so fucking wet right now. It's gonna feel amazing, I promise. It's a good thing I paralyzed you. The way your veins are bulging as you're trying with everything you can to move and stop me. So adorable. So sexy. I'm coming for you, brother. This is what I'm talking about. Finally, it's happening. Your cock in my wet pussy. Right where it fucking belongs. I can't control myself any longer. I have to ride you, little brother. Shh. Stop. You can't do anything. Just... accept it. Oh my God, yes. This is what I needed. This is exactly what I needed. Little brother, look at me. Look at me. There. I want your eyes locked on mine just like that. I know you're enjoying this. It's okay. Big sis will make you come hard. Oh, deep inside of her slutty cunt. Give those wrists back to me. Yeah, that's how I want you. Under my fucking mercy. Are you watching? Are you watching what I'm doing to you? Are you watching how I'm fucking raping you? Stop giving me that look. I told you I like hard sex. Do Did you think I was just gonna take it easy on you because you're a virgin or because you're my little brother? I'm sorry to disappoint you then. Bare your neck to me. I said bare your fucking neck. Yeah, like that. Do what Big Sister tells you. I'm gonna mark you. There we go. I didn't break your skin. I just barely nibbled on it to leave a little mark. I told you I wasn't going to hurt you. Okay, little bro. Are you ready for Big Sis to make you come? Come on, just be honest for a second. Do you want it? I knew you liked this. All right, then, I'll bring you to your first orgasm. Fuck. The way you're caught. Inside me. It was just meant to be. I can feel it, little bro. Come in me. Do it. Shoot everything into me. Fill me up. You did quite well, little brother. Big Sis is so proud of you. You came so much in me. I think you earned a little break. I'll take off the spells now. There you go. You can move and talk now. So, did you like it? We're gonna go to my room now. I need more of you. What the? What is going on here? What the hell? Why am I naked and on top of you, little brother? What? I took your virginity, but I don't remember anything. Oh no. I must have lost control over the beast. I'm so sorry, little brother. I'm so sorry. I told you I would never hurt you, and then this happened. Oh my god, you probably hate me now. I can't believe this happened to you. I'm the worst big sister ever. Huh? You forgive me? But... really? You don't blame me? You understand it was the monster and not me? Oh, little brother. You really are grown. Thank you. I love you so much. What's that? You want to go take a shower? But are you sure everything's okay between us? Alright then. I'm so sorry again, little brother. I promise I'll be more careful from now on. That was fun. Looks like this fake monster persona can be pretty useful. I wonder how many times I can do this before he realizes that I lied to him and it was me the whole time. Maybe never. Fuck, I'm still so horny. Little brother.